In Jesus' name, amen. The story of Jesus cleansing the temple is contained in all four Gospels. It's a very significant event in the life of Jesus. We couldn't exhaust its significance in many sermons. But in the Gospel of John, we find a few details that are not mentioned in the other Gospels, and I thought I would address those details today. They're details that lead us into a very specific topic. Who is Jesus? Only John's Gospel reveals the question posed to Jesus by the chief priests and scribes. What sign do you do? What sign do you show us for doing these things? In other words, what gives you the authority to do this temple cleansing? Who do you think you are? Demonstrate to us in some way that you have the right to do these things. And then comes Jesus' magnificent declaration. Tear down this temple, and in 3 days, I will raise it up. One can hardly be surprised at the response to Jesus' statement. It's pretty understandable. It has taken 46 years to build this temple, and you will raise it up in 3 days? Who do you think you are? My wife and I have been having a house built in northeastern Minnesota, in the town of Grand Marais. And it is going on 3 years now, and it is almost done. Just a few more details, and it will be done. If someone were to say to me, "You tear down that house, and in 3 days, I will rebuild it," I think my answer would be very similar to that of the Jews. It took 3 years to build this house. And I suppose it could have been built a bit more quickly. There were some obstacles that slowed things down a bit. But seriously, 3 days? It'll take more than a day for the cement to dry. And we had 20 to 30, I don't know how many different workers in there, electricians and plumbers and carpenters and cabinet builders. And you're going to do this in 3 days? Who do you think you are? One can hardly be surprised at the Jews' response. It has taken 46 years to build this temple. And you will rebuild it in 3 days? Who do you think you are? In commenting on this text, Luther points out that the only reason the construction of the temple took so long was because of various obstacles that got in the way, one being wars, another being the interference of neighboring peoples. He states that if they had been able to dedicate themselves uninterruptedly to the building of the temple, it would have taken perhaps 7 years. Jesus doesn't quibble. He leaves that up to Luther. He simply acknowledges that it was a long time and says he can do it. And the Jews' response, of course, no one can rebuild in 3 days what it took so long to build in the first place. Unless, yes, unless. Who does he think he is? Does he actually think he is God? God could do it. Whether it's the rebuilding of the temple in Jerusalem or the rebuilding of the body of Jesus, God could do it in 3 days. Is he claiming to be God? This is exactly the charge that they brought against him when he was brought before Caiaphas. In Matthew and Mark, both record that they brought this charge against Jesus, specifically that he said he could tear down the temple and build it back up again in 3 days. In fact, this testimony is critical in establishing the charge of blasphemy against Jesus, the crime for which he was crucified. Of course, if they had understood what Jesus was really claiming in his statement about raising up the temple, they would have been even more rabid in their accusations. If you kill me, I will raise myself in 3 days. I think it is probable that some of them suspected what Jesus actually meant about raising the temple in 3 days. After all, they became extremely dedicated to the killing of Lazarus. Why? Lazarus was proof that Jesus had power over death. He had to be removed. He was living proof that Jesus actually was who he claimed to be. The Gospel of John has many themes, but one of the most prominent themes is that dealing with the identity of Jesus. Who is he? In the very first verses of the Gospel, that theme is addressed. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Jesus is God, and his resurrection proves it. And that is why his testimony following the cleansing of the temple is so significant. He says he is going to raise himself from the dead, destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up. This is a startling declaration. You know, if you think about it, it's not that hard to be raised from the dead. Lazarus was raised from the dead. How much effort did he put into it? Or Jairus' daughter? How much effort did she put into it? Or the son of the widow of Nain? Jesus spoke, and they were all raised to life through no effort of their own. On the last day, all the dead will rise, and it will be through no power of their own. No, the Apostle Paul says the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a cry of command, and the dead in Christ will rise. Jesus says, I am the resurrection and the life. Those who rise from death rise in response to the voice of Jesus. Jesus says about his own life, I have the authority to lay it down and I have the authority to take it up again. The word translated authority is the Greek word exousion, which can also be translated power. He has the power to raise himself from the dead. And he did. And he has the power to raise you. And you need that, because if it were up to you, your dead body would remain in the grave forever. Nobody has ever raised himself from the dead. Nobody. Except Jesus. And he who raised himself will raise you. But perhaps you think to yourself, what good is this for me? All the dead are going to be raised on that day, but they're not all going to be raised to eternal life. Ah, you're forgetting the beginning of this text. Jesus did not come only to rise, and to raise others. He came also to cleanse. And cannot he who cleansed the temple also cleanse us? Yes, he can. And it is in his dying that he does his cleansing. His perfect life is offered as a sacrifice for sin, for your sin and for mine. And in this way, he cleanses us, so that when he raises us on that last day, we are holy and pure in God's sight. What does this mean? The temple in Jerusalem is no more. The Romans destroyed it. And it will probably never be built again. If it is, it will not be dedicated to the worship of the true God. The temple is gone. And God has replaced it with millions of temples all over the world. These temples are called Christians. The hymn writer confesses it in this way: surely in temples made with hands, God the Most High is not dwelling. High above earth his temple stands, all earthly temples excelling. Yet he whom heavens cannot contain chose to abide on earth with men, built in our bodies his temple. We are God's house of living stones, builded for his habitation. He by baptismal grace us owns, heirs of his wonderful salvation. Yes, we are his temples, and he has cleansed his temples through his holy, precious blood and with his innocent suffering and death. And as he raised himself from dead, he will return one day to raise us. We wait for that day with great expectation, the day of the resurrection of all flesh. Let us pray. Jesus, our Lord and our God, we thank you for our cleansing. We thank you for the life you have given us through faith in you. And we thank you for living in us, your temples. Help us by the power of your Holy Spirit to live to your glory until your reappearing. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.